This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bismarck, Western Area Water Supply, one of our hot topics to start this hour on the program, so stay tuned for that, plus the diversion and moving water from the west to the east. We've been talking about that for, how many decades in North Dakota, right? The Red River Valley Water Supply Project in our focus, and we'll talk to Ken Veen, who's the chair of the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District Board, later on this hour as well. Dale Vanue on the FM Area Diversion Project. And the executive director of WAS, which is the Western Area Water Supply Project, Jared Wirtz, will be here coming up. We are in Bismarck today because AE2S is a sponsor of the 52nd Annual Joint North Dakota Water Convention and Irrigation Expo at the Best Western Ramcota Hotel. So there are folks from all across North Dakota here for this event today, and we're joining them. And glad to be here, as a matter of fact. So we'll talk about that coming up, a good chunk of the hour on that. I really enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Flazia, because it's very easy, and I'll call myself guilty of this, of saying, okay, that viewpoint that we saw in San Bernardino. I mean, I'm smart enough to realize, these are people that have corrupted this faith. But then you hear stories about interpretation of the Quran and about Sharia law. And, it's okay to lie. And it just helps to talk to someone who's a neighbor, that is of that faith and say, and to hear, I was refreshed to hear, no, the Constitution's first. I'm in America. American law precedes that. I mean, that's why I'm here. I go to a mosque and we talk about, we eat food and pray and talk about our kids and our families. So another side of that, I think it's important to keep some perspective in there. But also, I think these questions have to be asked, right? And we've got the deadliest attack of terrorism on our soil since 9/11, prompting, appropriately so, a new round of questions just like these. So I'm just glad there's people like Dr. Fazi willing to do what she did today and come on and take your questions. And we did just sort of scratch the surface, and we'll invite her back. How about that? Is that a deal? All right. We're also brought to you in part today by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association. They have their annual meeting coming up, and I did get a little more detail on where that's at. Northwest Landowners annual meeting is tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Yeah, that's 11 a.m. The Stanley South Complex of Montreal County. So you go to Montreal County's complex, or the South Complex. Is where they're holding that meeting. So I plan on that tomorrow at 11 a.m. if you were taking that in, okay? Also brought to you by our friends at Piper's Auction Company, and Kevin Piper and his team there have some upcoming land auctions that have some incredible farmland. You're going to want to check out their website, pipers.com, or call for a catalog and find out more about these auctions coming up in McLean and Eddy and Barnes and Grand Forks and Stark and Williams and Walsh and Adams and Burley and Divide and Nelson counties in North Dakota. Some good stuff in Minnesota, Clay and Norman counties there. Featuring exceptional cropland, pasture land. You want a complete catalog, they'll send you one free. Call them at 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Or you can go to Pipers.com. Pipers.com and check that out as well. All right, Jared Wirtz is here to talk a little bit about WAS with us on the program today. How are you, Jared? Nice to see you.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you here. Let's start at the beginning for folks that aren't familiar with something very important to folks in Burke and Divide, McKenzie, Montreal, and Williams County in northwest North Dakota. But what is WAS?
WAS is a group of member entities that came together to include the city of Williston, McKenzie County Rural Water, Williams Rural Water, the Burke Divide Rural Water, and R&T that were trying to look for additional water up in their areas. A lot of the infrastructure was aged, needed replacement, especially talk about cities like Watford City, Stanley, that needed new and additional water supplies. So we came together to to utilize a source that was already there and utilize that Missouri River water that was flowing by us every day with that major piece of infrastructure would be this city of Williston's water treatment plant. So we built transmission lines from that and, you know, all the way to Watford City, out to Keene, all the way up to Ray, Tioga, and up to Crosby. So there's a network of lines that was put in to serve water to these communities that were going through a huge amount of growth in the last few years. In addition to that, we're growing and putting in distribution lines from them to all the rural residents that are interested in getting water in that area.
Some folks may remember some controversy over this project, and that largely had to do with the financing, not the need. You know, I mean, in other words, everybody really agreed the need was there. I mean, you could argue, you know, how much and what capacity and what do you build for and all of that. But, I don't think, I mean, that isn't a fight for WAS because you guys were just doing a project for these communities. But, the state was looking for a way to pay for it, and it ultimately was paid for by allowing some of these, the entity to sell water. How's that coming? Give me an update on, is much of that settled down now that the project's built out?
The industrial sales are still good. We had a very good year in 2013, 14, and still in 15 we had a good year. Evidently that's dropped off, the industrial sales the last half of the year when the price of oil really started dipping below that $50 into the 40s and now the 30s. We've seen a really big drop off in the amount of industrial water sold. There's just less wells being drilled, less wells being completed, and the demand for water is less. And now there's a lot of supply in some areas that there wasn't before. So with that, the market price of water has went down in some areas as well, and that has affected our industrial sales. But the good news is we're still on track to pay the project off. We've made prepayments with the additional revenues that we've had in future or in previous years. So we'll be okay. We'll just have to weather the storm as anything. We know that price of oil is going to come up someday, and they're going to have to drill and complete these wells at another time, so we'll be there with the water and hopefully serve that need.
Yeah, and you know, that was obviously, proposed by the governor's office or somewhere. Legislature approved this plan ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
But I always felt bad that the fact that the need was there to get water to these communities because of all that growth sort of got lost in the debate over how it was financed and how it was paid for, it had been better in my mind for the state just to pay for it rather than have to force an industrial payment. But that's the sort of different story. Ultimately, what you want to do here is service 125,000 folks by 2038. Are you on track?
Yeah, right now we're serving around 70,000 people with the WAS project. Like you mentioned, on our way to 125,000. Evidently, that's going to be based on the number of wells that get drilled. The more people are needed when there's more wells drilled. So right now there's a little bit of slowdown, but we're still having increased domestic water demands. Our trends show that we're using a lot more water than we were last year. So that growth is still happening. There's still a lot of construction going on. If anybody that's been out there or lives there knows that, you look at cities of Williston, Watford, Stanley, there's a lot of infrastructure still being built that's going to need water. So the demand is there. We're continuing to see that. We'll continue to plan and build out the project as needed.
So 685 miles of pipeline, 10 reservoirs, 2 water towers, 10 pump stations, 70,000 people getting the service in Williston, Watford City, Ray, Tioga, Stanley, Wild Rose, Crosby, Fortuna, Noonan, Columbus, and Ross, right? What's next? And you mentioned earlier the Williston treatment plant, the water treatment plant there, their capacity increasing in wells. So that's another complete, right? All those are checked off the list. What's next? What are you doing right now?
You know, the big push we're having right now is to get the domestic water out. Now that we have the hub built, you'd call it, the transmission lines are out there, the water towers, now we can start building a lot of that rural infrastructure. We have built a considerable amount in the last few years, but the big push the next remaining session and the future sessions will be to finance and to fund the rural build-out of the project. In addition to that, there is some improvements that will be needed along the way as we go to potentially serving 125,000 people. We're not done expanding that plant. There's a chance that we'll need to expand it anywhere from 35 million gallons a day to 50 million gallons a day. So that need is still there, and we'll just have to phase the project out as the population increases and that demand increases.
And so 2038, is that what I said earlier? Yeah, that's the plan, right?
Yep. And that's all dictated on how fast, you know, if oil speeds up here and the price gets going again, you know, we can see a quicker build out of that.
So you've got the plant design. It's just a matter of when you actually go to the ground and implement these things based on the need.
Yep. Yep. It's really dictated on the demands that we see in the population. It's just funny how it just trends exactly with the wells, and that we all know that because the more wells they drill, the more people they need to operate those, and it all is a chain effect.
Perfect. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
No, if they have questions or want to visit and look more about the project, they can visit our website at www.wawsp.com.
Water from the mighty Mo, the Missouri River in Williston, treated at the Williston Regional Water Treatment Plant, then transported to cities and rural areas of Burke, Divide, McKenzie, Montreal, Williams Counties in northwestern North Dakota. And, you know, access to water that wasn't there before this project. That's why you hear a lot of folks, city council folks, mayors, county commission folks say, hey, but for this, we'd have been in big trouble. So the interesting project, AE2S, right in the middle of it. Of course, engineering consulting firm that specializes in municipal and rural water, wastewater, and stormwater, our sponsor for today's broadcast from this convention. More coming up after this. Thanks, Jarrett.
Thank you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Your employees are your greatest assets. Their talent is immeasurable. How do you retain and develop your most precious commodity? A business partnership with the University of Mary offers your organization a venue to develop your employees with customized courses and accelerated degree programs. Partnering with the University of Mary provides scholarships and much more. Grow your business. Invest in your employees. Call Lindsay Shonak at 701-232-7088 today to learn more about how you can partner with the University of Mary.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes along with malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, and much more. Call CNC Farms 701-482-7865. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Thank you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The hour live today at the Bismarck Ramcota Inn, Best Western Ramcota, for our friends at AE2S today, broadcasting from the 52nd Annual Joint North Dakota Water Convention and Irrigation Expo, and nobody's hosed me down yet here, so we're doing okay so far. We're going to learn a little bit more about getting water from the west to the east. We've been trying to do that for a few decades in North Dakota, so we'll talk a little bit about how what many know as the Garrison Diversion Project, its final mission is coming along with our guests here in just a moment, so look forward to that. I want to tell you a word about the folks at AE2S. They are Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services. They sponsor today's What's on Your Mind show. They are an engineering consulting firm specializing in municipal and rural water, wastewater, and stormwater, and also provides civil engineering, structural engineering, surveying, mapping, GIS, electrical engineering, instrumentation and control services, too. That's new for different plants. They do financial information technology and public information services. Started as a two-person firm in 1991 in Grand Forks. And grown to a company that employs about 300 people at 17 offices now throughout North and South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Utah. And over the past 24 years, they've been involved with some major North Dakota projects, including WAS. We talked about that earlier, but as well the Red River Valley Water Supply Project. And Ken Veen, the chairman of the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District Board, and Dwayne DeCray are going to join me. Dwayne's the general manager of that Garrison Diversion Conservancy District to talk about the water supply project and his plan to secure a reliable long-term source of water for eastern North Dakota. Bit of breaking news with the state penitentiary, we understand, is under a lockdown. We don't have any more information other than that, but something has obviously caused that, an incident at the state penitentiary, and we'll keep you posted when we know more. But we know this, it's on lockdown, okay? Anyway, now to our conversation with Ken and Dwayne. Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Nice to see you.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
Ken and I spent a lot of years behind the microphone together talking about flood fighting in 1997, so I'm having a little bit of a flashback here, Ken.
Yeah, I am too.
Ken, at the time, the city engineer for the city of Grand Forks. But you ever, you know, call Pat Owens up or, you know, any of the Bill Clinton or reminisce with any of the folks that were hanging out in Grand, Ed Schaefer, Kevin Cramer, General Sagsbean?
Well, you know, actually I do with many of those people. You know, once you go through something like that, they're like lifelong friends, and you just always have that in common. And so, yeah, I do lots of things with those people.
I was in Grand Forks Monday. Always, think back to those times for sure. Well, thank you both for joining us. You say Garrison, and I think most folks think of the dam, but I don't know that they remember the ultimate original goal. What was it?
Well, along with plenty of irrigation for the whole state of North Dakota, one of the missions of Garrison was to take water from the Missouri River and get it to the eastern part of the state. Individuals at statehood back in 1889 knew that the eastern part of the state was short of water. The groundwater supplies in the eastern part of the state are low in quantity and quality. And so, I mean, our forefathers understood that we were going to have to get water to the eastern part of the state. I don't think they could have foresaw the way the population ended up growing in the state, where by far the most densely populated areas are right along the eastern part of the state. And it just makes it more important all the time and growing in importance that we get water to the eastern part of the state.
So there is an effort to continue that, known as this Red River Valley Water Supply Project. Two phases of the project, right, Ken?
Right, right. I mean, we need to get water to the east. We've looked at it. It's been under study now since early 2000s, and we spent about $20 million looking at the study and how best to do this. We think we have a really good plan. We're working that plan. It will probably be a phase plan. I mean, it's so big right now that it's going to have to be. And so, yeah, I mean, we like to at least get a phase to, first of all, across the state to central North Dakota, and then eventually all the way to eastern North Dakota.
How far did the diversion, the Garrison diversion plan go along towards that original goal? Where is it now?
Well, we have the structures. I mean, we have the McCluskey Canal, and we have the New Rockford Canal. And unfortunately, the proposed Lone Tree Reservoir up east of Harvey was turned into the Lone Tree Management Area, Wildlife Management Area, and so that kind of cut the heart out of the project as far as moving water to the east, because the New Rockford Canal would have fed off of the Lone Tree Reservoir, and that would have been a big part of moving water to the east. The Oaks test site, where we do quite a bit of irrigation, that part of the original project, that is still definitely operational, and there's the Dickey Sargent Irrigation District down there is utilizing those Bureau facilities. So, I mean, we do have pieces of the original project. pretty big pieces, actually. But the final goal was to get water to the east, and that has not been realized yet.
If you have a question on any of this, by the way, welcome it on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. Why is it needed? Why is there limited water in the valley? What's the deal there?
Well, I think, you look at the whole basin, and as Duane was saying, we knew since statehood there would not only be times of too little water, there'd be times of too much, and we've experienced both of those. But we've done a lot of studying, like I said earlier, and the economic impact of the state of North Dakota, if we have a 30-style drought, is $2 billion per year. And over
a what drought?
If we have a 1930s-type drought, okay, like we had back in the 30s, that hits us again, and we know it's happened in the past. It's inevitable it'll come again. The economic impacts, again, to the whole state, $2 billion per year, and that's growing. And so that's the reason why we have to do this. And you can't wait for a drought to address this issue. It has to be addressed now while you have opportunity and time.
And the federal project was a failure, right? It didn't happen. I mean, it wasn't completed.
It wasn't completed.
So you avoid the pitfalls this time by just making this a state and local project?
Yes, that is definitely the path that we're going down right now. I mean, if North Dakota has learned anything from history, it's that if you work with the federal government, things aren't going to come out in the end. I mean, the Garrison diversion is a shining example of that. And so from the leaders of the state have decided that the way to go is a strictly state and local project, and to avoid what we call the federal nexus, to avoid having to get permits or getting the federal government involved, but to make it a state project.
And who benefits here? Everybody along the way?
Well, everybody along the way. It's planned right now to be a pipeline, and that pipeline is going to be designed to serve anybody all the way from the Missouri River east. It actually will primarily dump into Lake Ashtabula, and then everybody that has water along the Cheyenne from there and the Red River will all have access to this water. So it benefits a tremendous number of people, and it's actually got some benefits environmentally. Because in times of drought, we'll be able to handle minimum flows. And you talked about a little bit, Scott, the original canal system. But also, we spent a little over $20 million studying this project. And we had it all complete, took it to the federal government. And the Secretary of the Interior wouldn't sign a record of decision, even though they co-sponsored the study. And so once again, it was stopped. So we've been stopped twice now through the federal process, and feel that the only opportunity now is the state and local.
Well, it sounds exciting, but also scary when you talk about a $2 billion impact from a 30-style drought that could come. $2 billion a year. What's the timeline? When will this be done?
Well, the timeline that we're on right now, and of course, this is all dependent pretty much on the North Dakota legislature. It's how they come up with funding and what they decide the phases should be, and they decide how the project should go. But today's schedule, first shovel in the ground, 2019.
All right, so we're not far away. Good luck, gentlemen. Thanks for the update.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to see you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a My Pillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, My Pillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called My Pillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer. And right now, they have authorized me to tell you that they have 2016 sprayers right now. The Apache sprayer in stock, and that means they need some room because the 2015's got to go. And that's where you get a really good deal. And some also special low-interest financing right now. You need a part? They've got it. They do, at Apache. You name it, they have it. Anything in the application industry, not just the Apache parts, for anything. You can find the good folks online at highplainsapache.com, but they'd love for you to come in and have a cup of coffee, sit down and chat with them. And check out those 2016s. You got to see them. You got to see all the new features. Find out firsthand about the 2015 deals, low-interest financing as well, High Plains Apache. You can find them across from Bonanza, across from Maine, East Courtside, Mandan, or Exit 60, I-29 south of Fargo. High Plains Apache, or online at highplainsapache.com. Back in Bismarck at the 52nd Annual Joint North Dakota Water Convention and Irrigation Expo at the Best Western Ramco Hotel in Bismarck. Brought to you today by our friends at Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services, sponsoring the program and talking about some of the projects that they're working on, including the FM area diversion. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. Pat and Mandan had a question on our previous topic.
Let me jump in real quick before you get to that. North Dakota State Penn that went down to lockdown last night just before 7. An inmate on inmate assault report. Lee, trying to get more on that for you, but that's the latest.
An inmate what?
Inmate on inmate assault.
I got it. That's what caused the lockdown. This happened last night, though.
Yeah, well, it just came out that it was on lockdown. Now we're finding out it actually went on lockdown around 7 last night. Was the report.
Got it. So we have a few more details on what we brought you earlier. We'll keep our eyes on that for you as well. Stay pinned. Thank you very much. Pat and Mandan, go ahead with your question or comment.
I used to haul produce from California to East Coast, and I come back here and I remember the Garrison diversion, and I'm wondering, why is it taking so long, especially with the droughts that we had back in the 80s, for like farmers to be utilizing this? I mean, it just seemed like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I've talked to Mark Andrews about this. Mark Andrews was a longtime senator, House and then Senate member, just a great political leader, but left office in 86. And, you know, he tells a story about how close it was coming to be, and then you really had folks like Roger Johnson and others in the congressional delegation. Roger Johnson was working for members of the congressional delegation at the time, now the head of the Farmers Union, and others, who really were not going about the job of getting it implemented for, I guess, environmental reasons, political reasons, and, and just shied away from it. So I would say a lack of leadership. You had a champion of it, a guy like Mark Andrews championing it, and the folks that came in and took over for him with Time Dorgan and Conrad Pomeroy, Roger Johnson and others not lifting a finger, and it died. It's ultimately a failure of the federal government, but of our delegation.
Our right to use our water or lose it, right? We can't hold it, but we can use it. So it seems like a no-brainer. But thanks.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Pat. I'm completely with you. And I think that's the good news is it's now a state and local project, not a federal project. It will take some funding and the legislature to ultimately support it. But at least it's out of the Fed's hands because, as you heard, the Feds have dropped the ball on a number of occasions. Dale Banyo is the Diversion Authority Chairman of the FM Area Diversion, a project that will protect 1 in 5 of all North Dakotans. Think about that. And also protect the economy, the local economy of Fargo-Moorhead, which generates $4.35 billion in annual non-farming wages and about $2.77 billion in annual taxable sales, along with $14 billion in property value. That's the significance of this project. Something that gets lost in flood fights, I think people forget about, too, is, you know, businesses shut down. I mean, your health suffers. I mean, you go morning, noon, and night throwing sandbags. There's a lot of energy even beyond dollars and cents that are expended on year-to-year flood battles. So, Daryl, thanks for joining us to talk a little bit about this project.
Sure. Glad to be here, Scott.
So where are we at?
Well, where we're at right now is we're in a wait state on a number of things. First and foremost, the federal funding. We have requested to be part of the president's budget for 2017. There's also an opportunity. Senator Hoeven is working very diligently on an energy and water bill that may provide an avenue for some funding. So we're hopeful that within the next, certainly by February, that we would know on both of those counts, and sooner probably on the energy and water bill. So that's, we really need that. We need the federal's participation to then open up the state funds. And second to that, we have a litigation matter that is now in the hands of the judge. All of the final hearings and all of that have taken place, and a judgment is forthcoming. And then the third thing is the Minnesota DNR. They completed a draft of their EIS and now have taken public comments. They're sorting out the public comments to see whether or not this will cause them to engage in further analysis of alternatives or what have you before they come out with the final product, and then taking a look at the permitting process. So all three of those need to take place before we can put a shovel in the ground. And we're all hopeful that all three of them might come to pass over the winter months.
This is a 36-mile-long, 1,500-foot-wide diversion channel and embankment that includes 32,500 acres of upstream staging. The staging would only be used for flood events, exceeding a 35-foot flood event in Fargo. But that's the scope of the project. Is in your mind, Daryl, is this the only option?
In my mind, it is. It's certainly the Corps' only option, and Minnesota DNR reaffirmed that through their analysis thus far. They said if your goal is to provide certified 100-year protection and beyond, that this is the way to do it. They did not conclude in their draft EIS that there was any other way. They discounted the fact that distributed storage or retention could do the same thing. It can help in terms of inch or two, depending upon how many retention ponds you have, but it will never replace what the diversion with a levee can do. So that's been confirmed by two pretty large agencies, by all the engineers working on it, and so it's the plan that that we want to implement.
It's been a long battle for a lot of reasons, right? Funding,
right.
You know, not everybody being on the same page. all the necessary battle. Do you, is that unusual, or is that just a project of this size and scope and that amount of land and to be expected?
I think it is expected. We would all love for people to understand, you know, how we view it. When you have one solution and you're looking for protecting 200,000 people in terms of flood protection and also the FEMA floodplain that could impact 20,000 homes if we do nothing in the Fargo area. I do know that we all know when you're going to, particularly, you know, something of this size, you're going to negatively impact someone. So there was no false hopes that we could get by without impacting someone in a negative fashion. But we believe that we have minimized that. We're taking care of the Oxbow, Bakke, Hixson area, and beyond that, there's approximately 60 homes or farmsteads that are negatively impacted, and out of those, there's certainly reason to believe that not all of those will have to be bought out, that we may be able to protect some of those. So if you look at 60 structures or homes in comparison to 200,000 people, I think that there is a realization that we have minimized the negative impacts. We have to mitigate that, and the people will be treated very fairly. Yes, we cannot compensate for the long ties to a particular farmstead in terms of generational, type of living on a farmstead. But we hope that years from now, when this is in place, people will say that that was the right thing to do. Otherwise, you basically make the problem worse by continuing on without doing anything.
How do you compensate the landowner? What's the formula?
It's a federal process, so it isn't just what we want to pay somebody. Basically, there's federal appraisers that come in, take a look at buyout of whether it's a residential home or a farmstead. They come up with their appraisal, and there's a certain amount beyond that that goes for moving and all of that, and in some cases relocation expense. So they put their appraisal together, come to the homeowner. If the homeowner doesn't agree with it, they have an opportunity to say, well, you didn't account for certain things, or it could lead to a second appraisal. But that's the process.
How about on farmland? Is there recognition of the ongoing, you know, income that comes off the land?
Well, that's the process. With farmland, first of all, it's only the footprint that we're dealing with in terms of buying out. The rest of it is still farmable and staging area. But to your question, which would be for the footprint, and you have to buy someone out, you take the going rate for farmland, and you try and strike a deal in that manner, because we all know that farmland fluctuates. So you do take a look at what is a fair price and building in the proper compensation.
And they're also working on, with NDSU's Agribusiness and Applied Economics Department now, to identify and quantify the revenue impacts on farmland resulting from the temporary staging of water. So there's another
right.
another sliver there
yeah.
that you're doing. Anything else you want to tell us quickly, Darrell, before we let you go?
Well, we're hopeful that possibly even as soon as a week or two from now that we might know on federal funding. If it doesn't happen one way, then it would be looking at probably February for the president's budget, and the DNR and the litigation matter should be coming somewhere after the first of the year.
So. Does your gut tell you this happens eventually?
Yes, it does, Scott. I'm optimistic.
A lot to come together. Thanks, Darrell. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Scott.
Chair of the Diversion Authority, Darrell Vanya, with us from Bismarck.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Who says saving has to feel like sacrifice? Why should planning for tomorrow get in the way of living today? Wouldn't it be great to make once in a lifetime happen more than once? At Alaris, we'll help you reach your financial goals so you can achieve your dreams again and again. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webger, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place, and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too, and that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs, and again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ordered my pillow yet? Look at the calendar, for crying out loud. Folks, you got to get to it. Christmas is coming. We're in double digits now in December. That's right. 15 days till Christmas. That didn't scare you nothing, Will.
And even if you have a MyPillow, if you have guests over, think how impressed they'll be with you when they've had a night's sleep with a MyPillow.
I know. Not to mention, like the lake cabin. Right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of plans. Great.
If you travel like Scott Hannon, I mean, you should probably have a spare in your vehicle. You don't want to take your one from home, because then you go leave it in a hotel room. Scott, you've never left anything in a hotel room ever, right?
I've only left my pillow about a dozen times. Now through the good news for me is I always, end up back there at some point. Now through the end of the year, you buy four pillows for the price of one. You'll get two classic My Pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, so lots of gift giving there. And also now for Christmas, My Pillow is extending their money-back guarantee through March 1st. So, listen, this is limited time only. Very good deal. Call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott or go to MyPillow.com. Click the radio special and use the promo code Scott. Thanks to our friends from AE2S for having us at the 52nd Annual Joint North Dakota Water Convention and Irrigation Expo here in Bismarck at the Best Western Ramkota Hotel. Enjoyed that a great deal. All the conversations, learned a bunch about different projects that are happening, and we got to have a whole water show sometime. I mean, Garrison itself is a whole show. The history of it, everything else. So, I'm fascinated by it. And, you know, really hadn't heard that figure on the $2 billion impact from a 30-style drought to the entire state. So, you know, this is important. Talk about something like that. And they predict a 30-style drought between now and 2050. By 2050, we have this 30-style drought. Wow. So pay attention to that. Legislature has some work to do on this yet to fund it and whatnot. We'll continue to watch as well, but thank the folks from AE2S for getting us up to speed today on it here on the program. A couple of calls that have come in during the break on some different topics. One, regarding our conversation with Dr. Fazio. Go ahead and roll that.
I just want to say that if you're going to have somebody like Dr. Fazio on the radio, then I think probably at the same time or perhaps tomorrow you should have one of the scholars who actually has studied the Quran as well. Thank you.
That's good advice. You know, Dr. Fazio just said, look, I'm a practicing Muslim, and here's what I can tell you what I know about it and what I believe, and here's how I do it. And it was not a scholar and said that. You know, I don't know if you always have to go to the scholars. On the other hand, I think, you know, to understand what's happening of people who clearly take a different view of the Muslim religion, it would be helpful to talk to a scholar. We have Brigitte Gabriel scheduled. She's done some excellent work over the years with her group. And I forget when that is. It's in the next couple of weeks. But
might it be possible that if you had three scholars, you get three somewhat different opinions?
Maybe. You know, although I wouldn't mind having a scholar with, say, like somebody with Dr. Fazio.
And say, oh, absolutely. You
know, so absolutely. To say, well, that's not how I practice it.
I worry about just because one scholar says something, it may not be what two other scholars
might say. One question I didn't get to with Dr. Fazio is, you know, Donald Trump cited a poll that the Center for Security Policy had taken as one of the reasons for wanting to have a total shutdown of Muslims coming in the United States. And, you know, you heard Dr. Fazio characterize Sharia as, you know, I don't subscribe to that. I don't have any, I did nothing. Well, you know, there were some people in this poll who said, you know, you have to follow this. Muslims that don't follow Sharia are not faithful Muslims. Right? So different opinion. Here's the one that really got me on jihad. I didn't get a chance to ask her about this. But which of the following responses comes closest to your understanding of the term of jihad? 51% said, this is of Muslims living in America, said Muslims, peaceful, personal struggle to be more religious. In other words, I guess it would be for me as a Catholic to be more holy, right? I'm trying to be more holy. That's jihad. Well, that doesn't really fit that word, does it? I mean, jihad to me means death by the sword. You convert or else, you know. Only 16% said it was a violent holy war against unbelievers of Islam. I think what most worried Donald Trump, and that's why I asked Dr. Fatwa what her opinion was this question. If Sharia conflicts with the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which law should be considered supreme? 33% said Sharia. So that's one-third of Muslims in the United States saying, my Sharia law trumps your law. Now, again, that's where I think this caller's coming at it, saying, I want to hear from a scholar to explain that's the viewpoint of a lot of people. So, a fair point. Other comments that I don't have time to play, I guess we'll save them for tomorrow on the program. Let me tell you this, though. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we welcome your calls, questions, comments, and you know, input on the program. You like the show, you didn't like the show, give me a report card every day. Happy to hear it, as long as it doesn't sound like this. You have one of our favorites from today lined up, Todd? You know, the guy that wants me to move to Montana? Try to keep it coherent.
Well, but if you know,
we'd like to understand it. And to do that, you call 855.
Yeah, Scott, stutter when he says something. You're not going to. We should call you the Stutter Show, Scott. Hey, what good stutter you gave it out of 2000. Warm, warm, warm.
I'm not sure I can understand most of that, but...
Yeah. I think he was busy stuttering while he was accusing me
of it. Pot, meat, kettle.
By the way, so that number is 855-200-1776, extension 1, to leave a message. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Think of it as the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline 24-7. Speaking of which, see you tailgating on Saturday. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.